Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show and how are you? See people listening. That's great. Fantastic. Also, the few people that are in the chat room, please let us know if you have any questions or something that will be changed. We'll be checking in We will be checking in periodically. So, therefore, just if you have a question, just put it in the box and we'll get it. And also tell us if you wanted to have it on the air or not. So, more of a detail of the show, of focusing on relationships, also the spiritual concepts and the idea of helping people exactly what it's all about. I think our first format is the idea of getting things straight. The idea of relationships is the idea of true love. True love starts with spirit, not physical. So if y'all out there, you know, it's the idea of the situation, just think about it, let it resonate with you. And that kind of thing, like I said before, if anybody in the chat room has a question, just let us know. We'll be happy to answer that question for you. All right, so let's get on with our first caller. And let's see. That'd be area code 540. All right, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi.
Well, how are you?
Good, how are you? I haven't heard from you in a while. You haven't been on air.
Well, first of all, kind of help me out here. you're right, it's been a while, but I think it's been since January, I think.
Yeah.
So you're in Maryland, right?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those situations your name escapes me. I've been up for 2 days, so...
What's that? It's Danielle.
Danielle. You had some situations going on, and how's things going now?
Well, I'm doing some physical therapy for my back and just trying to eat as much as I can and going to yoga.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That was a plus. Yoga's good. It's one of those things I wish I could get. I'm about to sit there and focus on doing it myself. So I've been invited and I've been having people cross my path and talk about yoga and stuff like that. So I think I should take it into consideration.
Yeah, because so, at this point, that's really all I can really do.
Mm-hmm. So did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, you're geared towards relationships. Right.
Yeah, but when we start to talk about relationships, we're talking about relationships in general. You know, the idea that realistically, if you look at life, everything's a relationship. And how we interact with those situations usually details how we interact with our own relationships with ourselves.
Right.
So that's what we said, you know. If people want to call in and talk about romantic relationships, hey, we can do that too. We don't really stray away from anything on here, I don't think. I try to cover all kinds of bases. I think sometimes it can't be. I see a lot of relations. I mean, I've seen a lot of shows out there. They seem to be really structured, and they seem to be lacking in passion. They might have a good message, but I think the message would be a little bit more how would we put that? Would probably resonate with people if there was more passion behind it, where they could actually believe that the person is telling them is actually experiencing it too as well. What do you think? You ever listen to any other radio? Yeah. I can't talk today. I've been having a tough time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, my biggest problem is, I guess, perspective and expectations, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those things we've been working with a lot with the people coming to the shop is the ideal. First and foremost, I was talking to some women, and they were kind of going over things in their heads of trying to find themselves. And so they're going, realistically, what you're doing is you're like the dog that chases his tail. You're just never going to, it's never going to happen. Okay, so when you look at the situation and stuff like that, what you're looking for and the kind of thing like that, you're not going to find yourself. One reason is you have to accept yourself first. Then you'll find out that the idea of finding oneself is just simply accepting that you are who you are right now.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I'm working on.
Yeah, it's one of the situations that we've always been. This is one thing. You got to trace it back to life, okay? And look at your parents, look at everybody you cross paths with. Oh, that is hard. Is really life harder? Is just everybody telling you that?
Right.
You start looking at things differently. Good.
Now, the biggest thing I'm working on now is finding emotional security within myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you find that, you'll attract someone else who's doing the same. It's kind of amazing. The questions I've been asked lately are the ones I get tired of answering because it just keeps telling me over and over again that people are just not listening to themselves. And that's the question about, you know, what's Johnny doing? How's he feel about me? What's his expectations? What do you want from me? And they don't like it when I sit there and say, who cares? It's not your job. It's not your job to figure it out. The idea of relationships right now, it's almost like playing charades. How do you feel? It's three syllables. The first word is, you know. When we simply all we got to do is, I mean, for some reason, the idea, the simplest way to doing it, for some reason, people are not conceiving that one. It's basically going up to the source and asking a question. How do you feel about me? And then when that person says, for example, we have a guy and a woman, and the woman's kind of like in the dark about the whole thing because the guy's been indecisive, really can't express himself or nothing. She walks up to him and she goes, hey, how do you feel about me? And he goes, I don't know. First and foremost, you have leverage here. The leverage is to understand that the connection happened between the two of you, so he must know what he wants, or the connection and the relationship you're having right now would not be happening. So if you look at the situation, it's good.
That's the problem I'm having with my boyfriend. He's so indecisive that he's, you know, one day he loves me and wants to move in with me and we have a family and get a place together. And then the same day, we're friends and I'm never going to be in love with you. And, you know, we're just friends. And
right. Sometimes the hardest thing to do, and I've done it myself, and it's not the easiest thing to do, but it has to be done. It's the ideal. You have to put yourself first. Now, some people will sit there and go, that goes against the grain. No, it doesn't. Because the idea of having a great relationship, realistically, is the idea of the foundation you have within yourself, okay? And the idea of how you can actually make quick decisions, okay? The person is standing in front of you who's indecisive, you got to look at yourself and ask yourself, what does he reflect back at me about myself? And how do I feel about myself? Because it's reflecting at you all the time. And it's one of those situations where you got to be honest with yourself. So you can learn from the experience. Sometimes we come up with the conclusions that the best thing for us to do in our corporation is this person is just not good for us because he puts us in a state of mind where we're actually working against ourselves. We're stressed out. We're not happy. And it's because this person chooses not to be happy either by not expressing his feelings.
Yeah,
so you
that's
have
exactly
to make a,
what's going on.
Yeah, so it's the idea of looking at a person going, first thing that comes in and says, let's be friends. Okay, how about this one? No. And once you leave, once you go out that door, and don't come back until you figure it out. Because realistically, all you're doing is twisting me up inside because I am sitting here focusing too much on you and waiting for you to make a decision. When realistically, I'm changing that all right now and I'm making a decision for myself. You are just not good for me. And I've also been, it's like one of those things, listen to your angels and guides will say, you don't have to deal with this because you're not his therapist. You want to be his girlfriend. And he needs to understand that too because I've seen this before. The guy puts you into the therapist position and then he comes visits you for sessions. Okay?
Yeah.
You give him information. He says, I love you. Okay, and then he turns around and does it again in another little session where he says, let's just be friends. And the idea of saying he'll never love you is bullshit. I'm sorry to say that so loudly, but it is bullshit. You know why? Because for a person to say he can never love you, it's the idea of looking exactly what happened between the two of you. What has already happened between the two of you would definitely put that in a situation of contradiction. So he's trying to he's just trying to denounce you. He's trying to make you forget anything ever happened between the two of you because he don't want to deal with it. I'm sorry, but the only way he's ever going to deal with it is you have to put it out there. For example, it's like a person who has a tendency not to pay the rent. And later, you know, it's like family. You have this person. You have to make a decision to either enable somebody or to put them out in the process of hoping to find their own footing, which 9 out of 10 times they do, unless they really refuse to do that. And that's the point. They make a choice. They refuse to learn from the reflections that are being reflected back at them as well of the indecisiveness and the things that they've refused to do. And what I mean by the indecisiveness is the idea of people, usually who live with family, who say they can't pay rent, realistically, to contribute is a choice. It's like the ideal. We talk about manifestation, right? Intentions. That person can manifest anything he wants. But in the process of it, of his indecisiveness, he doesn't think he can do that. So therefore, he doesn't really have the money, or else he does. And he's also feeding the fear where he won't give that money up because he's scared if he does, he'll be in a situation where he'll need it. So it's like a vicious circle. And that's where relationships are too as well, you know. If I give all my love to this person, what happens if the one comes along? Okay, so therefore now we're in a different territory, a different category, and it tells us if we would actually do one thing, go out and get what we want, what we need, what we desire, make a promise to ourselves, never to settle for less, we would never be put in these situations because we already have what we want. So it's like make a decision and say, okay, dude, you need to go out there and figure it out. Because you're thinking someone else, you're thinking the one is still coming. So once you go find out, and then when you've worked yourself through that whole situation, you can come back, but don't expect me to be sitting here waiting for you. Because if you're going to go out there and make sure that you found a significant one and you have to go through the process, so am I. So it's the idea of making choices. We all have a tendency to do this one thing. And I have to say that, but all of us do have a tendency to use emotions to make decisions. And the idea of saying we love that person, so we don't want to let them go. Now, realizing if you really wanted to love them, you might have to do the one thing you don't want to do, is to put somebody out there so they can face those things. Because all they are is fears. And the fears are making them indecisive. He's fearful, first and foremost, if he hasn't found his soulmate. So therefore, he's leaving that space open. Or maybe he's fearful of some kind of commitment issues that he hasn't confronted, which he doesn't understand that he's in a relationship. So if he's having relationship issues, he's in the perfect place to confront those. This is the weirdest thing about guys. I'm fearful of the situation. I have relationship issues. Okay, dude. You should talk to the woman, too, and say, okay, this is what you're going to do. When a person says he has issues in the conflicts of conflicts and confound of a relationship, he's in one. So it's the ideal to try to find the core of the situation, the core of the problem, not the other way around. It's like looking at a guy, okay, you're going to run away? Bye. If you want to stick around and sit down and just sit there and talk about it because you have an issue. The only way you're going to resolve that issue, because you're having a problem with an issue within a relationship. So it has to be a relationship issue. Why would he run away from it? Why would he run away from you? Because every time he gets indecisive, he can say what he wants to. I don't care if he goes 5 feet away. He's still running away from you. But we also know for a fact he's also running away from himself. So the only way he's going to do
that. That's exactly what's going on.
I'm just saying with the situation, it's kind of funny. Some of these guys I just want to smack. And the women are not too far from it either. Because it's like the idea of the situation of saying, I had a conversation with a lady the other night who sat there and said, you know something? She asked me a question about a guy. How does he feel? I don't know. I'm in the dark. Now, the thing that confuses me the most about this situation is she's going to claim that they have a connection. They have a bond. My question is why you're not using it to get the answers you're looking for. That's what it's there for. Plus, it's also to give you the idea that you already have a bond and a connection with this person. So really, there's no questions to ask, except for the questions to yourself. If this person's not going to honor this relationship, he's not going to embrace it, he's not going to, just gallop it up. And then if he's not going to do that, then when you look at the situation, from the first time it actually comes up, you already have an issue. But it needs to be confronted, and that person needs somebody to be very straightforward with them and say, you know something, you need to face this. And since you're having a relationship issue, then we both need to sit down and talk and work and find the core of the situation and your issue, because it is a relationship issue and you're in a relationship.
Yeah, well, he'll say, well, we're not in a relationship. We're just friends.
I don't care what he says. I just don't care what guys say. I don't care what people sit there and say. Just because you don't put a title on it doesn't make it so. It is what it is. The first time you have sex with somebody in the context of a relationship, that's a relationship too.
Right.
But they don't have a tendency to denounce that sometimes. They want more of that. They just want to play on the outside. They want to come in. They want to come in and get warmed up. Sex. So when you sit and look at the situation, it's like, if you don't want to sit there and go the route of telling somebody, the door is right there, leave, then if he's going to play the friendship role, then do it. See, that's the one thing I don't like about this stupid term called friends with benefits. Because if a guy that you're with is having an affair with somebody else that he considers his friend, of course he can sit there and say, well, what's up with you guys? Oh, we're just friends. But see, it's like you got to listen to his thoughts. We're friends with benefits. But he's not going to tell you about the benefit part. He's going to keep focusing on the friendship part. We're just friends. And any kind of, I just think anytime we have any kind of relationship where we actually sit there and said the things to each other, said those words, we're in a relationship, we're going to get married, we're going to do that kind of stuff. The first time he denounced it, you should kick him out the door. That's the most disrespectful thing you can do. Now, people would sit there and say, well, we have these times where we're not sure. Yeah, we also have these other times where we're just basically throwing bullshit out there and want you to take it in the backyard and make a nice garden out of that freaking fertilizer, okay? Because that's what I get with this situation. Big time. And every time I've talked to anybody, if you don't know how a person feels, you should ask yourself, why don't you? Because probably what you're doing is you're waiting for action. And you're not paying attention to the feeling. Because I've heard a lot of women say, well, he's not acting like this or acting like this. Or my favorite is, he's holding back his emotions and feelings from me. Now, when you start to look at all those three scenarios, what you're getting here is a guy more likely is basically just telling you a bunch of stuff because he doesn't want to deal with his own feelings and how tense and deep they are for you. And realistically, realizations don't happen until someone does something drastically. And the ideal of distancing themselves from somebody. And if you don't live with a person, the best thing to do in these situations is the idea of telling them until they get their freaking heads out of their asses, you don't want to deal with them. Because realistically, you don't have to. Like I said before, you're not a therapist. And even if you was a therapist, every therapist that I know of, when they have to deal with these issues, they go outside the confines. They don't sit here and do it themselves. So
I'm at the point where I don't even want to deal with it. I'm just like, I just keep telling him, just leave me alone. If you don't want to be in a relationship with me and you're not in love with me and you never are, then go find somebody else and leave me the hell alone.
I'm just saying, it's the idea of taking it one step further, locking your doors, changing the locks, no, saying no. You know, it's the idea of being honest with yourself. You know, I've been, like I said before, I've been in situations where I've had to make decisions, and I just went through a situation with a friend that I didn't want to end that. I really thought that I really had a chance having a relationship with her because of the things that had happened. Okay, with all the things that had happened, I took those into account too. Okay, and then when somebody sat there and said that she didn't even consider me as a close friend because I didn't know her history. I didn't know her life. I didn't know her personal stuff and all that kid stuff. And people don't realize the idea of really close friendships are established because of the interaction, not what you know about them. Okay, the interaction actually has a tendency to open the doors where you can get to know more about them. And realistically, when I look at intimacy between two people, it's more about sharing things that you never share with anybody else. I think we should actually do the same thing with sex. You know, share that one act with nobody except for that one. Probably save ourselves a lot of headaches and a lot of baggage. But like with my situation, it was just one of those things where you have to tell the truth. And I sit here and told her flat out, you know. So basically, you're lying to yourself. You're lying. That's why I told her.
Yeah, that's
you're
exactly
lying.
What he's doing. He's lying to himself and then lying to me.
Yeah, because if people don't realize, if someone's lying to themselves, they can't do nothing but lie to you. That's because they got to keep that going up or not admitting and facing those issues.
And then he'll beg me. He'll beg me and cry and beg me to see him. He'll literally cry and beg me to come see him. No joke.
I'm just saying, the next time you go, if you consider even going, I would stop by the freaking drugstore and get some Pampers. Anyway.
Right. Well, I'm at the point where I just want to walk away, and I don't care what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm living in Roanoke, Virginia right now, and I'm thinking my lease is up next month, in the next
uh-huh.
month, and I'm just thinking about packing up and moving down to North Carolina for a while.
Right. Well, you know, when you look at the situation, you got to honor yourself. If you look at this guy and the situations he's doing, he's protecting himself. At the same time, he wants you to be vulnerable to him. So I'm just saying, with the situation, he needs to sit there and look at things differently. But he won't do that as long as you're in his face. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm just saying that seems like that's all how it works. And sometimes you look at the situation and people go, okay, what if I walk away and he never calls me? Maybe it's the best thing. If you never
yeah,
call,
like I've talked to you before in the past, and other people, they say I just need to, if I want him, I need to let him go.
Mm-hmm, walk
and
off
I'm,
with
him. I try and do that, but it's just, I end up, you know, talking to him again or just spending more time with him, and it's just, I just can't seem to get away from him.
Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things of sitting down and just looking at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, you know, the ideal, do you really want to do this? You know, the idea of being friends, being honest with yourself, do you really want to be just friends with this person? I don't think you can do that because there have been things that have already happened between the two of you, right?
Right.
So the idea of actually looking at the situation as being friends, that's really impossible.
Right, you're right.
Yeah, but he wants, that's what I'm saying. Look at the idea of the situation. What if he's seeing the same thing you're seeing? He is seeing the same thing you're seeing. But you're willing to embrace it. He wants to sit there and question it. He wants to keep it at bay. He wants to control it. I was sitting there talking to someone today, and I said, do you realize that if you sit there and tell somebody, I want to take it slow, you're a control freak. If you want to take it fast, you're a control freak. In any kind of manner, you're trying to control a relationship, you're a controlling person. It's not until you get to the point where you can sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, we're going to sit there and we're going to take the oars and we're going to throw them in the freaking river and we're just going to go down the river and see what happens. You'll still flow. you'll still go. You'll probably still have the whole thing. But see, the one thing you got to sit there and do is when he calls you and cries and says he wants to see you, has he ever come to you?
Oh, yeah. I don't ever call or text him. He's the one that's always calling and texting me or showing up at my house. I never call or text him. It's always him initiating it.
Well, he's the biggest contradiction, isn't he? He's a big contradiction, Dan. He tells you to leave him alone.
No, he doesn't tell me to leave. I tell him to leave me alone.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation, saying just being friends, that would tell me I just wouldn't want. Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with him. I mean, I sit here and see what I was saying is I had a situation with this person I was talking to about too as well. And I sit here and talk to her. She sent me an email because I found she was in a relationship. Okay. It was one of those things that we have a lot of people going through in the situation of saying, okay, what happens in those kind of scenarios? And I say, this is what you're going to do. The person told you they want to give him space. So you give him space. They want you to understand what they're going through in the process. They don't have room for a relationship. Okay? And then they say, I have a lot of private stuff in their lives. Blah, 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 blah. I feel like I'm like someone just pushed me in the river. Okay? That's all I can hear. Because realistically, it's all it is. It's just blah, blah, fluff, fluff. And the idea of a person not wanting to admit how they feel. Because, see, the one thing you get looking at here is people. Okay? These are all these, you know, and even on your situation, anything that denounces the relationship is an excuse. And excuses are things that we actually create to keep us from where we really want to be. That's how we have a leverage. We sit here and see the things for what they are. The idea we always talk about, taking a step back. What it means is you can listen to your intuition and your guides and spirits and everything else. And the idea, if you think you're too close to the situation, that's what it means by take a step back. Because you can't take enough steps back to actually look at the situation and make a conscious decision on what you need to do. And that's what I did. I mean, I have a person who sits there and said, you know, now she's in a relationship. And she said that she needed space. And I was really hurt about the whole thing. And I wrote back and said, so you're in a relationship. Great. That hurts. But as always, you can still be cordial. And you just sit there and say, hey, you know something? Have a great life. Sincerely, have a great life. You know, you made your choice. But see, the thing that got me was a person coming back and saying, hey, I'm in a, you know, posting on Facebook, she's in a relationship now. And it's one of those things I always tell people when these things happen, I don't think there's anything wrong with a person expressing themselves and see what she, it's like, I wrote an email saying that the idea of her being in a relationship, it was hurtful in the situation like that. But see, what I had to deal with was a person coming back and saying things like, for example, I'm sorry that news of my relationship has hurt you. Now, that first statement, when I wrote back, I said, no, news of your relationship didn't hurt me. You did. It's the idea of putting it to where it belongs. Okay, because the person was actually looking at the situation. That can actually be considered an excuse. Because she's saying, in the way she said it, she's taking herself out of the equation and making her relationship that she's in the culprit here, the situation, that kind of thing. You understand what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I told Aaron, I told him, I said, well, I feel betrayed, I feel hurt, and unappreciated. And he's just like, well, I've told you time and time again that we're just friends, and, you know, I'm not in love with you and never will be.
And
but
then
he wants to
and
move in with me and
yeah,
have a family and everything.
So what kind of family are you going to have, an odd, friendly family?
Huh?
What kind of family are you going to have? I guess you guys are all going to just be friends.
Right, but he wants, like you say, he wants to have a family with me and talks about moving in with me, but then I tell him how I feel and I'm like, oh, we're just friends and, you know, I'm not in love with you. So it's this back and forth thing and it's driving me crazy. So what's your feeling about me? Go ahead.
No, what I was saying is the idea of the situation when he says things like that, it's like, I think like I said before, what I did with my situation was just saying that our friendship and certain things that had happened never was a Facebook thing. It was something that happened between the two of us personally and the idea of the situation, okay? And it's like coming back and telling somebody, I'm sorry, but you're a liar. You're just a flat liar, But they said the bad, sad thing about it was, is the ideal that you're lying to yourself. So you can't do anything else. And the ideal hiding behind mask is just a person scared to be themselves. And you look at the situation of your friend here, if you want to go that route, I'm just joking. But when you look at him and such a look at, he's hiding behind the mask of friendship. Somebody needs to bring it to his attention that he's not into friendship. It's way beyond that. And just because he keeps saying, well, I told you, yeah, you need to come back and say, yes, that's true. You did tell me that. But that doesn't mean what's going on now. You're full of shit. You're crazy. You need to he needs to understand that in the process of him hiding, he's hurting someone else's feelings, and the ideal is something he doesn't want to deal with.
And he's hurting himself, too.
Well, that's one thing I sit here and told the friend, too. I sit here and told her flat out, I said, it's a shame, and it's sad, because I was actually looking forward to getting to know you, and by getting to know you, I'll also be getting to know that part of me that I never, you know, we get to know all parts of ourselves. And I said, another sad thing about it is that by not getting to know me, you're going to miss out on getting to know yourself even better. That's how it works. People consider and say what they want in the ideal situation. He's denouncing something that exists, and someone needs to bring it to his attention and say, you know something, dude? You can keep saying friendship. You can say it until doomsday. Okay? But it's never going to change because it's more.
Right. And he's as miserable as I am.
I'm just saying, he knows it, you know it, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. That's the thing. Everybody knows this. He's only, like you said before, he's only denouncing himself. But I'm just saying, you got a situation, so you don't have to put up with this. You put on your list that you're looking for somebody to love you as much as you love them. So put it back in the context and say, okay, he's not doing that right now. So until he does, maybe we should find another character, an actor to fill this part and carry on.
What's your feeling about me moving to Asheville, North Carolina for like the next 6 months? What feeling do you get from that?
I get the impression you should do it as soon as possible.
I know, right?
Right.
Just for the time, because I'm waiting on an inheritance, and it could be like another year before I get that money. And Aaron just lost his license again because he got a DUI. And so who knows? And I don't think things are going to get any better in the next 6, 7, 8 months. So why stay here when I can go down to North Carolina and have some fun and get some freedom back?
Yeah. No, I'm like I said before, the thing I picked up the most for that whole thing is do it as quick as possible.
Yeah, because I can't seem to separate myself when he just lives right down the road.
Yeah, that's always the hardest one. Because this one person I used to go see all the time at her store, and it was one of my favorite metaphysical stores to go to. Now it's one of those things where I'm kind of supplying my own store right now with stuff. And I'm not really avoiding her. I do have a shop. I do have a business. So I got a lot of things going on. And I also tell people about the ideal that things will get better. And if they're not getting them better, there's something wrong with the synchronicity in this situation. Because I was sitting here, a perfect example was this situation I was going through. I had people telling me, angels, well, not my angels and guides, but I had people telling me, like, readings and stuff, you need to go down and see her. You need to sit there and, you know, drop in, make her think about you. I said, no, I don't. And I said, my guides and angels are saying that the idea of the situation is like this. You met each other when you didn't know each other. What was the one thing that brought you together? Them. So you walk away from the situation with confidence. Let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt if it's supposed to happen, it will. But you got to do that initial walking away from the whole thing. And when I say about synchronicity is like every time I would try to go down to the store, like say I'll go out and take the bus, I'd always either miss it or one time I actually lost my card and my credit card and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, it's not supposed to happen. But as soon as I was supposed to head in the right direction and go to my shop, I could sit there and time it and not do anything, but just walk out to the bus stop and the bus would be there every time, a matter of 5 minutes. But the other way, for some reason, nothing would fall into place. So see, it's a prime example of saying, okay, when these things are really supposed to happen at that moment, they fall together like pieces of the puzzle. If they don't, you got to take that in consideration too and say, okay, this just can't be good for me because it already started not being good for me right out the bat. So when are you going to North Carolina?
Well, my lease is up next month, so I was thinking about going visiting next week, but shit, if I'm going to do some look at the cards and my get a tarot card reading and see what it says, and I'm going to get my stuff out of here and go. I got a friend I can stay with down there for a few weeks.
Heck so, yeah, come on. It's Florida. Yeah, it's Florida. It's like North Carolina might be crazy to some people, but it's like Florida, you know?
Right.
It's got a little touchiness with the weather, but right now Florida does too.
Yes, I feel so trapped up here. It's like I feel like I don't have much freedom of movement. There's really not. Asheville's like a lot better than here.
Yeah, but also the situation will put you in a put you somewhere different, where you can have a clear mind. So therefore, you'll know exactly what to do.
Yeah, and I found a place down there. It's in a hotel actually, but it's $600 a month, all utilities included, and Wi-Fi, internet, and TV and cable for $600 a month.
Yeah, everything's included. I mean, cable and those things can actually add to like another $115 a month besides when you pay rent and stuff.
Yeah, and they got a refrigerator and a desk and stuff and dressers and a bed and all that.
So you don't have to worry about nothing but just showing up, huh?
Yeah, that's all I got to do is get my stuff out of here and drive down there.
Well, have a good trip.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
I was just going to say, do you like to ask another question? But I was going to try to get to some other people. We do have two other people here. And we have some people. It's kind of amazing if you sit Westy switchboards, people pop in, pop out, pop in, pop out. It can actually make you feel like if you try to watch a yo-yo, get you dizzy. So what you should do is you should go off and do what you got to do, and the next time you call me from North Carolina.
Okay. Well, I can make anything happen, so I'm probably going to do it. I don't have any reason not to.
You got that right. So just let it happen and wave as you go. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, no shit.
I'm just saying.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
You're going to feel a whole lot better. I just knew that. Okay?
Yeah, and they got a gym down there called The Rush, and it's a saline pool. It's a non-chlorine pool.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a saline pool. They got a jacuzzi, a eucalyptus oil steam sauna. They got a rock wall.
Wow, I'm going with you.
one of my favorite chiropractors, the best chiropractor that I've ever had, is down there.
Okay, so what's the cons here? A lot of pros.
Yeah. I know. What's the holdup, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
And, okay, have a good night.
You too. Make it happen, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Good night.
All right, bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller, which is actually giving me a hard time. Area code 908. Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
That's a good question.
Thank you. Thank you for having your show today. I would like to know, what do you get from my friend Michael in a friendship?
First thing that comes to me is the idea of the intensity of your friendship. Like you there's deeper feelings than just the ideal of having just a friendship. How long have you guys known each other?
We just met recently.
It was a strong connection when you guys met.
Oh, it's a strong connection?
Was it a strong connection? Well, I get the impression it was.
Okay.
I'm just saying, with the situation, most people ask this one question. Is it mutual? And the idea of paying attention to what happened between the two of you will give you the insights and say, you know something, I feel like the idea of the situation and friendship and that kind of stuff, you can sense it. I get the impression you can feel it too. It's just the idea of admitting it.
Oh, okay.
So just look at the situation and ask yourself, how do you feel? See, the best way to do that is to focus on your heart chakra. See how it resonates when you're with this person. If you feel more intensity, more of a warm energy around your heart when you're around him, that shows a definite mutual connection between two people who actually feel the same.
Oh, but what do you get from him?
He's a dork. No, I'm sorry. But
He is.
I was trying to tone it down just a little bit, but I couldn't do it. Anyway.
It's okay. I think you're funny.
I'm just trying to be honest and straightforward with people, and that's the ideal of the situation. That brings about the quickest realizations in relationships, that you can actually find a positive and have great ones. It's not the other way around. Right now, I think psychiatry and all that kind of stuff is just bullshit. Yeah. Hear it one more time. I'll even say it one more time in case you didn't catch it the first time. Bullshit, because it's like they keep focusing on differences between two people. Men have this, women have that. But you know something? When you have a connection, a bond, how can we sit there and talk about two people having synchronicity, which means it's like watching 10 clocks, 10 grandfather clocks. If you put them in the room, I guarantee by the end of the week, they'll all be in sync. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason that happens is because things just happen to go that way when you put them together. And if they don't, then it means they're not meant to be together. When you look at the situation between the two of you, even the idea of meeting each other, was something that was supposed to happen, or because if it didn't, it would never happened. That's another situation about the law of attraction that people don't talk about. It's the idea that things are meant to happen, good or bad, it's because of your intentions. But they were meant to happen, so you just got to look at the situation for what they are and learn from them, and then move on. And the same thing with relationships. I don't think we ever stop loving anybody. I think we just have a tendency to put them in a category so we can deal with the situation and let them go. Okay, because the idea of being loving beings, how can we stop doing something that we're actually created from? It's impossible. So we love everybody. I mean, my brother is one of the worst people in the freaking world, but I still care about him. Probably still love him, too. But he's, you know, it's like we have all kinds of crazy situations, but, you know, when you look down the bottom line of things, it still shows us one thing. Like a woman looks at me, she goes, well, how come I still love my ex? Well, for one reason is, that's just who you are. You're a loving, caring being, a spiritual being. So therefore, to love another person makes perfect sense. But see, you're trying to use it as some kind of clarification. Maybe you should get back with somebody when you're indecisive. That's another person using emotions to make a decision. And you're not supposed to use emotions to make decisions. You're supposed to sit there and make decisions accordingly by listening to your guides. And emotions were made for expressing those decisions after you've made those commitment, whatever. I get the impression with the situation, this friendship and that kind of stuff, you might actually see some things where it progresses forward and get some indecisiveness from him, like the last caller who was talking about a guy who has a tendency to be hot and cold. Realistically, if you drop the hot and cold thing, he's just a dork too, who refuses to face that he's got genuine feelings for somebody, you know? That's just crazy. But you got some stuff really going on. Ooh, we lost her. Well, let's hope she calls back in, but I'm just going to tell her that I feel like that relationship is destined to become more than just friendship. So if you can give a call back in, it'd be great. Before we take our next caller, let's go down and check out the chat room, which is actually calm. Like we said before, if you got any questions and you're in the chat room and you'd like to ask us a couple of questions, just go right ahead. If you really want to, if you want to get more insight like you're doing here as people call in to get readings, then you need to call in. Because usually when we do the chat room, we'll give you a chance to answer to, you know, a couple questions. But it's one of those situations, probably better and beneficial for you to call in with those more intense situations. All right. Well, it looks like 908 called back in. Let's go back to her. Let's try to go back to her. There we go. 908, hello.
I apologize. The battery went out. I had to charge it really quickly.
So 908. Where's 908?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. I was just going to make sure, because I have a tendency to get the accents mixed up and then people start yelling at me. So it's best to ask.
Okay, I'm sorry. So when you were saying that you think that it's, you see it progressing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying after you got cut off. That's why I was trying to get you to call back in and say, hey, you know something? I really feel like this thing's destined for a relationship, and I keep getting June in my head, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But
how
see,
would
also,
be?
Go ahead.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I'm going to say play tennis. When you play tennis, when you serve, you mean it. And it's the same thing, you got to be with your comments and that kind of stuff, be very straightforward, because I've seen this so many times. I had a lady do the same thing too, where she was with a guy, and 6 months prior, they had made a decision to be friends with benefits. That was it. Well, the relationship had progressed further than that in 6 months. But what he would do is he would go back to the first. Well, you remember when we first got together, we said this is friendship with benefits. And I told her, what you need to do is tell him to shut up. We're not talking about 6 months ago. We're talking about now. Okay, that's what he's saying too. He's saying that too. He says it very clearly. Remember 6 months ago, we said this was friends with benefits. See, he's going back, which means he's not wanting to deal with it either. He's trying to divert you back to the past, so therefore you won't see what he's doing. And I'm telling you, I can see what he's doing, and you need to tell him too. So, you know, with the situation, don't be scared to express your feelings. And I had this the other day when a lady was sitting there going, I'm giving this guy space. And I said, why are you giving him space? And she goes, I thought that was thing I should do because he's having problems. Until a person says give me space, don't.
Well, what type of person do you pick up that he is?
Well, when you get past the indecisiveness, I get the impression that what you see is what you get.
Yes.
It's just the idea of the situation of denial is when you start seeing things otherwise.
Well, you say he may want a relationship by June.
Yeah. See, it's not the idea of wanting. That's another thing I'm getting tired of hearing, too, is the idea of people saying, is he going to ask? Is he going to say this? You know, thing. Every relationship I've ever been in, it went anywhere. I don't remember anybody asking anything. It just went there.
That's true.
You know, that's the good ones. It's always the bad ones that seem like we're always thinking about, because I think we're not listening to ourselves and the process of the person we're with. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, we live at a distance. So, what do you say about that?
What kind of distance are we talking about?
Maybe like an hour away.
That's nothing. I used to drive from Ohio to Maryland every weekend for 6 hours, just to see my kids for 2 days. Just to see my kids for 2 days, and then drive back to Ohio and go back to work. So you see, the situation of people, it's excuses that we have to put to rest, so they won't use them anymore.
Okay.
Because that's what I was saying before. The reason you don't give people space unless they ask for it, because you might be misreading it. So you distance yourself, and they're thinking, "Oh, this person is distancing themselves from me," and they'll do the same.
Oh, okay. Okay,
unless
great.
I'm just saying, unless you have a very strong intuition that says you need to give them space, like I said before, a while ago I was talking to a guy where they were talking about how does he feel, what does he want, what's his expectations, who cares. Until he acknowledges it to you, it's none of your business. And you don't want to make it your business until he does, because if you don't, you're putting yourself in a situation becoming, like I told her, you don't want to be a therapist. Because he wants you to deal with his problems. It's like a woman looking at it's like a woman looking at a guy saying, you know something, I got insecurity, so you got to keep telling me that you love me every freaking day so I won't feel insecure, when she needs to face that insecurity. That's why they came together. To face your insecurities, not to run away from them. Because, see, the thing about the situation of relationships, okay, this is the truth. See, the thing with these things are, if you don't face your fears, and the fears that you do notice you have with the relationships and the process of the one you just attracted, if you don't face those fears, what you're going to do is you're going to push them away and the person. And then you're going to make a space so your fears can become a reality. And then they create blocks between you and them. That's why it's so important to have that communication so that you can put those to rest.
Oh, okay.
So when's your birthday?
November 27th.
November 27th?
Yeah, his is November 28th.
So you're both Sagittarius?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, two air signs. Any two signs that are together can actually be beneficial, like if they take the time to look at the reflections and learn from them, they'll actually get very close. If they refuse to, it pushes them away really quick, too.
That's true, but you're right with us. We're pretty honest. That's why I'm laughing at you, and that's why you say what you see is what you get. That's true with him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. When you start noticing certain things about him distancing himself from you, the first thing people think is, oh, he must be with somebody else. Maybe he's backing off because he's starting to develop deeper feelings. That's what I get. That's why I felt like it was really important, since you already had such an honest relationship anyway, is to keep, you know, when people start denouncing or lying to you or making excuses, depending on which way you look at it. I mean, if you look at Star Trek, Vulcans always say, I don't lie, I just exaggerated. Okay, so people can justify their actions. That's why we need to come back and always speak the truth. And since you already get that relationship, he can't tell you to do otherwise because that's what you've always done.
Hmm.
So it works in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more questions?
Yes, there's one more. My ex, can you tell me what you get from him?
Very first thing I get from him is leave him alone.
Yes.
It's like one of those things I always tell everybody, don't start pulling people into this situation. You know, when we're not too sure about a situation we're in, we have a tendency to be indecisive, which has a tendency to attract exes, not because we're supposed to get back with them every time. It means that the universe is presenting us with something that where we were to help us understand that we should be grateful for where we're at.
Oh, okay. Should I let my son go with my ex now?
First thing came to me is like, no, not unless he has two bodyguards. So,
okay.
I just don't get the impression he's really a trustworthy person.
No, he's not. Sense? Do you see when he'll be able to go with him?
No. And that's not because I can't. I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
It's one of those things it's like one of those situations of something you already know you need to do is protect your child, because I don't think you even get the impression he's ever going to really change.
Oh, well, I was just hoping he would. You know, the same way I'm seeking, wisdom. You would think that a regular person, an intelligent person, would do that.
That's true, too, but intelligent people have a tendency to justify and talk themselves out of it.
Mm.
I have an ex-wife who's married my brother, and it's just like, you know, you're always hoping to wake up one day to see that she would change. And we've been divorced for, I think, like 15 years, and it just hasn't happened.
Is he still speaking? It was a person I was around. Is he still speaking to that person?
No, yes.
Okay.
Did he tell you he wasn't?
Yes.
That's what I thought. No, I get the impression he hasn't.
Oh, he's not talking to that person?
No. I mean, he is talking to that person. That's what I'm saying. I just feel like the ideal, he has the tendency to lie a lot.
Yes, he is. But the person is moving. She's in the process of moving. Do you see when she'll be gone completely?
No, I don't. But I just get the impression you should be in anticipation that when she does leave, he will have to tell you the truth, but she won't be around no more.
Okay, you said you see her leaving?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll just continue to pray for him. And
that's nice. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. What you want to do sometimes in a situation like this is like I used to write these guardian angel letters where I'd write letters to my guardian angels. You can also write guardian angel letters to their angels, or you can just ask your angels to talk to his angels. And now they're getting a more positive outcome to the situation. You know, just because you can't see a guy changing ever, it doesn't mean he won't. It's just the idea that I know for a fact that divine intervention has a tendency to always have positive outcomes, so see what happens with that situation. The idea of writing a guardian angel letter is just the idea of saying, dear guardian angels, and then in the context of the letter, you ask them what you're asking for, help, situation, whatever it is. And then sign it sincerely, and then sign it. And then how you deliver these things is you burn them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see now, the new guy was asking about, do you see us going into business together?
Look at the situation. He's going to be cautious.
I'm sorry?
He says be cautious about going into business together.
Oh, be cautious about going into business with him?
Yeah, it's not the ideal of not being trusted. It's just the ideal of the aggravation and the stress it could cause between the two of you, which actually would work against you in your business. That makes sense?
Okay. Yes, and is there anything that I need to know about him specifically?
No, all I get is the ideal, opening up and laying down your resistance and really get to know the guy.
Okay.
Because there seems to be just a little bit that you haven't really opened up yet.
No, I haven't, because he travels a lot, so.
A lot of people travel a lot these days.
Yeah, he travels a lot, so. You know, that's one thing about Sagittarius, we both have our own lives, so.
Yeah, that's one of those things of maintaining those lives, too. Because realistically, individuality actually strengthens relationships, not the other way around.
Oh, wait, say that again. That was deep.
It says that individuality is actually the strength of relationships.
The more
you have individuality, the more you're able to actually to express yourself to each other.
Absolutely, because I would want to keep my freedom. Okay, so there wouldn't be any trust issues on his part because of the distance.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the ideal situation. Let go of every insecurity you've ever had about being a prisoner in a relationship, because that was just the foundation of those relationships was prison. Okay, this is a different thing. This is a different way. It's the ideal expression. And it's also the ideal of looking at all those things you've been through and realizing you also have another choice to make. Well, this time you can actually make those choices.
Oh, great. Yes, that other one was not us. You're right. The other guy was talking to them. Oh, no. You're 100% correct.
So, all I want, it's like one of those things. Call us back and tell us about it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and you have a great, what is today anyway, Wednesday?
Yes.
I guess we got some more of this week to go. So just have a great week and a great weekend, because we're really close to the weekend. I thought it was weekend. I guess maybe I'm just really hoping.
How many times do you have your show per week?
Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturdays, same time, 8 p.m. Actually, it's 8 p.m. Yeah, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, which I guess in your area. Where are you at?
I'm in New Jersey, almost by New York, so it's 11 o'clock now.
Okay. Well, see, tonight we're only having a one-hour show. It's a Wednesday, and plus I got some other situations I got to take care of. But on Fridays and Saturdays, and from now on, it'll be 8 o'clock, and it'll be a two-hour show, okay?
Okay.
All righty?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Ooh, I lost the friggin' thing. Here we go. All right. Let's go check the chat room real quick. It looks quiet in there. Weather O. Have we already talked to you? We're knocking down here because I'm only having an hour show tonight, but we have a little bit of time we can go over. So if you haven't called in, please do call in. All right, let's go back to the chat room. Not chat room. Back to the queue. Let's go to area code 210. Welcome to the show, 210. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Mike. I'm from San Antonio.
San Antonio. That's in Texas, right?
It is in Texas, yes.
Okay. I've been to Texas once.
Did you like it?
I was in, I keep wanting to say Belfast.
Dallas?
No, it was New Braunfels. Was it New Braunfels?
New Braunfels, That's on a 35 in between San Antonio and Austin.
That might have been the one, because I actually worked on it. I worked on the river. I was a person to take people up the river and strap people off so they could take those little inflatables down.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, I know where you're talking about. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I used to work out there. That was like the easiest job I've ever had. I just drive them up, drop them off, go back down the bottom, wait for the show up, and then take them back in.
Hey, that's down to you too, right? Easy money.
Heck yeah, $7 an hour. People are like, well, you don't really pay a lot. I'm like, I'm not really doing a lot either. I can handle it. I can wade. I get to wade in the river and everything else. It was, you know, Texas. Anytime you can find some water, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it was only, I guess you could say in some ways it was like a favorite place, because I remember this. We used to work for the same rafting company, right? And when they used to take us out on the road to pick up trash, and one day I was picking up trash, and I said, this sucks. And the next 10 minutes, I found $50 flying all over the place. And I'm like, okay, you can send me out.
And now it's
one.
Better.
Yeah. Quick. So, how can we help you tonight?
I had a few questions. The first one is I recently had my stuff stolen from me. And I'm just curious to see if you pick up on if this guy is going to be caught or not.
So did you ever get your stuff back?
No. I had put an insurance claim in.
Okay, because I don't think you'll get it back. And the guy getting caught. I get the, what it came to me first was the idea he will get caught, but you won't get your stuff back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you see the stuff getting replaced with the insurance claim?
Now, the way I get that one is yes, I do.
Okay. The second thing I wanted to ask about then, I mean, hey, that works out. It's a good thing for insurance, right?
That's right.
Yeah. The second thing I wanted to ask about was a relationship, and I really enjoyed listening in to the last call. You were giving advice to that woman. The thing is I'm kind of talking with this guy right now, but not really sure where things stand. Not really sure I need to give him space.
The impression I get is that the idea of giving space. It's just the ideal situation of opening up. Because sometimes when you look at situations of people like this and they're not really opening up themselves to you, it's the reflection they're getting back about themselves, which could be a good thing, and they're just wanting to not really deal with it right now. So it's not the ideal of giving space. It's just the ideal, just keep living your life, and then the situation will be a point where he'll get to a place where he's comfortable, and he'll come forward. Because I had the same thing with the situation with this one lady. She already had a relationship going with a guy, and then she has issues with relationships. So I'm sitting there going, no, you don't. You choose to hang on to those issues because you want to justify your actions by getting angry with people because you don't want to deal with them.
Right.
And she got quiet, which means, yeah, you're right. But until they face it, all you can do is nothing. But I always tell people, we're not going to do nothing. It's like the idea, I've seen the best results is the idea of people focusing on their lives, their goals, their wants, their needs. And when they start doing those, that's what attracted those people in your life in the first place, because you were living your life, and they're a part of it. Mm-hmm. When you start acting differently, it kind of throws off the scheme of things, and not just they get confused, and then they have a tendency not to do things that you would think they would do, so you're confused. It's just the idea of looking at the situation, the scenario, when you guys first crossed paths with each other, that you were more likely living your lives, and no expectations. It was what it was, and that's what you got to let this be, too.
Do you see it developing into anything kind of further on down the line?
Well, I'm actually being told it will.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the ideal. I can't really emphasize on it enough. It's like the secret. The one thing they emphasize on the most is letting it go. And most of us have a tendency to get that concept down really good when we're trying to manifest physical objects. We don't realize it also works with relationships as well.
Did you say writing it down?
Yeah, you can write it down too. Writing it down actually gives it more foundation, concrete. It's like when you start having doubts within yourself, you can go back and read it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes what you need to do in these situations, because it can become obsessive, is don't use names. That's one thing I'm learning the most, that I feel more power and more energy in it when I actually just say, mine is, I kind of forget my book over at the freaking shop. But I have this one affirmation where it says, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am loved, I am lovable, I am love. And then another little phrase I always use is, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. So therefore, I am loved, cherished, and adored. And those things have a tendency to align things in the way they're supposed to. So you get that all the time. It also kind of, affirmations free people up to actually, my friend thought that affirmations are like controlling people or invading people's free rights, you know, your free will. And I said, no, it doesn't. What it does is affirmations clears out these blockages where they can actually do what they really want to do. And the reason I know that is because they're making excuses to themselves why they don't want to interact, commit, and all these other things by the distance. Just because you can't hear them saying it doesn't mean they're not using excuses in their minds that says, no, I can't do this. But that's an excuse. And then when people start using excuses, it should also give you a sign that people don't use excuses unless they're trying to talk them out of something they really want to do. So you just got to let it play itself out. And look at the signs, not the idea of what you should do. It's probably the idea of what you shouldn't be doing. It's just letting it go, let it happen.
Yeah.
Because you're in a situation where you've pretty much put it out there anyway. So we have to balance. We have to balance out the giving and receiving. See, people don't realize if there's not balance between giving and receiving, structure and flow, being and doing, if you don't have balance between the two of those things, it cuts your prosperity off. And we want to be prosperous in the relationship too, as well as anything else. So we need to learn to let go of these things and realize that it's the truth. The more you just look at them and say, I love you and care about you, and no expectations, no titles, no nothing, you probably see it come together a whole lot quicker. And if it doesn't come together, you also get the information of why. But to me, when I look at the situation, I got a very strong yes that it will progress into something.
Okay.
It's like the theme for the night, isn't it? Progress into something.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to all learn how to do one thing. It's just let go, not give space. We can give space without even intentionally doing it by just really honoring our own selves and our own lives. Because every time you focus on somebody else, you're taking time away from what you're supposed to be doing at that moment. And then we can prove that, too. A lot of people have car accidents because they're focusing not on driving, but on somebody. Okay? So it actually has a tendency to make your life more safer. If you focus on it. See, every moment you can focus and practice on being in the now. Okay? If you're driving, be there. That's why I don't like cell phones. Because cell phones take people and put people in two different places at the same time. Or I guarantee whatever's going on in the present situation they're walking in, they're in a situation of danger in some way because they're not paying attention to what's going on.
Right.
Okay? So when you look at your situation, when you're in this person's presence, be there. If you're not there, don't think about them at all. Focus on what you're doing. Because I guarantee if you focus on your goals, getting accomplishing things you're supposed to be doing in the now, you'll be in those people's presence a whole lot quicker than if you sit there and focus on them.
Focus on them when they're here, and when they're not here, focus on myself, my goals, what I need to be getting done, things of that nature, right?
Exactly, because we look at the law of attraction. The law of attraction says you attract to you who you are. Like attracts like, right? So if you're sitting here, so if this person's focusing on their goals and focusing on their job and their lives, and you're not, how can they be attracted to you since you're not honoring your own commitments, and they are? So once you start focusing on those things and honoring your commitments, you actually set that attraction that brought you together in the first place. So therefore, it continues to do what it was supposed to do in the first place, bring you together. So just let it happen. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's so true.
Thank you.
It's like a big block just hit me. It's like one of those big hello signs just lit up. That is so true.
Mm-hmm. I always tell people, you might think it's common sense, but if it was such common sense, why do you think of it? That's why I get the big bucks. Anyway, it's just the idea of the situation. My freaking goal in life, really, to be doing this and that kind of stuff, is one thing, is for help people have better relationships and actually get what they want, not to compromise, to sacrifice. We've been told so many times to sacrifice and compromise. If you look at the situation, even in Jesus' life, realistically, did Jesus really sacrifice anything, or did he actually do what he came here to do?
He came here to do what he needed to do.
Exactly. So why are we all compromising and sacrificing? See, somewhere down the line, there was a drop in freaking communication on the line there, okay? Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But we still have rocket ships, so we can still interact and be good, you know. And vice versa, any kind of relationship that comes together, any kind of connection, can be all the things we want it to be as long as we have that perception and we believe it. And we take the world out of it. Because, you know, it's like one of the situations that, you know, I would say years ago, the idea of, you know, same-sex relationships, I had my certain prejudice about the whole thing. And there are certain things that I've seen in relationships where it can be traced back to something else that they haven't dealt with. But then on the other hand, I've actually seen relationships where I can see two people who genuinely love each other. So I've had to change my perception somewhat on that whole thing too. So life is progression for everybody.
Yeah. Very, very true. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really did enjoy that this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. And please give us a call back. And I also wanted to tell everybody else out there, if you want to get a private reading or private sessions, I do counseling and I do everything on a spiritual sense. So if you ever want to do some private sessions, because there are some things we just can't do on the show, and that's probably because of privacy. But give us a call. And if you give us a call, we can. Okay, what's the number? The number is 740-500-8863, or you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. I got to start doing that again because I kind of got out of practice. But the situation with the radio shows, I was sitting there talking to people too, and I was like, I think I should start doing radio shows again. Next thing I know, people started coming out of the woodwork. So you can just start doing a show. I'm like, God, for the sixth time, I think I should start really taking this seriously. So we came back. So how'd you find us? We'll never know.
I found you on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. You what?
Through Blog Talk.
Okay. Well, I always ask people how they found us, because a lot of people just keep saying they pushed the wrong button. What's it good? That's almost like guidance.
No. I looked in the spirituality section. Do y'all do like a multicasting or?
We got a lot. We just started doing these things again, so we're looking at some other things. I want to upgrade and start doing go to the pro package and just start doing a lot of other things. So it's all in progress. But we seem to get a lot of callers anyway. We've had a lot of people going back in the archives and listening to a lot of our shows. We had one show almost 2,000 people went back and listened to. So, you know, we're still getting a lot of exposure. And when it comes to spirituality, I've had people come to my shop and say, hey, I was guided to come and get you, come find you. So are you serious? And she goes, yeah, I got this prompting. And next time I'm standing right here. I said, well, heck, who needs advertising with that kind of advertising, right? So it's
yeah,
the idea.
Yeah, right, especially if you're on that same frequency.
Yeah, it's the idea of law of attraction does work. I get crazy with some people who just look at me going, you really believe that stuff? I said, of course I do, because it happens to me every day. It's an everyday thing. It happens. I can sit there and do things. It's kind of funny. One day I was like, I didn't get any readings one day. I was like, how come? And my guides came in and said, well, you haven't really set your intentions today. And as soon as I set my intentions, people started coming through my door. So you guys, they can say what you want, but I guarantee you, you can come to freaking Colorado and see my shop. That was another thing. It was a miracle that happened, because when I first went to go get that shop back in March of 2012, they said I couldn't have it because they said the city didn't recognize it as a retail space. And now I do business from there all the time. So, you know, don't underestimate what you can do. That's what we're talking about, miracles based on intentions of what you put out there. Well, it was very nice talking to you, and you have a great week and a great weekend. And contact us again. Tell us how things are going with your life. We'd like to hear from you again.
Definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You too. Bye. All right, we got one more person in the queue. So let's go talk to you. That'd be area code 718. Are you... I wasn't sure if you wanted to get on the air and talk and ask a question or not. No, I'm thinking maybe not. 718. Hello, how are you? Okay, well, I think we should just take a little freaking craziness and wrap things up real quick. And join us again, guys, join us Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. I think that on the East Coast, that's 11 p.m. So jump in there and do what you got to do. But join us on Fridays and Saturdays. We'll be doing readings and the whole thing. We'll be having some great fun, getting some insights to the situation and just really bringing some insights. If you got some other topics you'd like to bring to the show, please do so too as well. Just bring it on in. Have a great time. Because we like to talk about anything and everything, even the possibility. If you don't like psychics, let's talk about it. So bring it on. And actually, here in the future, we're going to think about doing a couple of nights a week, doing a midnight roundtable. So stay tuned for that. At least try to do it at least a couple of days during the week, and maybe we can do it on Saturday night too, late night, and that'll be at midnight. And that's Midnight Mountain Time. So you should check that out too. Those shows were pretty popular for a long time. And then we stopped doing them because we had to kind of slack back because of... We just had a lot of stuff going on, and I have a tendency to have to watch what I do with the situation of answering questions and doing readings. I could get migraines. So we're trying to balance everything out too as well. So that's what you need to do as well. So therefore... Plus, if you want to get a reading with me, a private reading, go to my website, www.psychicactionjourneyman.com, or call me at 740-500-8863. Our March special is all of our readings and sessions are only $1 a minute. So 90-minute sessions, 60-minute sessions, like for example, a 90-minute session usually goes for $135. But for the month of March, you can get it for $1 a minute, which would be only $90 for you. That's a heck of a savings, so therefore give us a call. I'll be glad to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys. So until Friday, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And you all have a good night, and we'll talk to you later. I'll send you with some music of Cheyenne by Kansas. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth. In the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all